Bonjour.
It won't wake up. Yeah, I was a bit early.
Why? But
no, I just came in here. Normally, I was one of them.
Okay.
Come on.
Check, check, hello. Check, check.
Why won't it wake up? Is it done?
The power led doesn't work. You turn it off.
But how? No, there it is.
Okay. Yep. I received an email with a few possibilities on the materials. So I will discuss them.
Okay, we just okay. Come yeah. To the back later.
Yeah, I received.
So we're going to talk about the conceptual model.
Oh.
Which one was mine?
So that's me. Okay, so just show you the minute, what's it called?
Mints.
Okay, so we just talked about. You want me to show it there? Or?
No.
Okay, we just talked about it. Looks has to look nice. Usability is very important. People don't want to spend money on something that's similar to cheaper ones. It has to be very basic, not too many buttons. Light switches on if you use a button. Text TV still has to be a possibility. And it has to be easy to learn. What are the things I make minutes of? And the functions are volume, channel, to choose channels, and on off, a mute button, and a text TV button. That are the functions. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I just want to give you mic again, the first presentation of your.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I received an email. Okay. I searched the web. I searched on this document, recent investigation of the remote control market. It has been done in Italia and in another country in Europe, I forget it. But they found out the most important aspect for remote controls happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. So it's very important for us to create something new. So what Michiel just said, it must be some very different from ordinary remote controls. Fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and interface. This aspect is the most important one, came out of the research. It is twice important as the following. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. That stands for new technical features. And then this is a point of discussion, because we just decided that we don't make use of LCD or speech recognition. Mm. But this is the second important aspect. And I think we must use some of the new technology to be innovative.
So we already have the flashing light on it.
Maybe something new.
More.
We have to discuss about it. So
well,
okay.
OK. get back on
that. Technical features that do not exist in current remote controls, and that's very hard, I think. The third one is the aspect that the remote controls should be easy to use, but that was an overall point. We already discussed that. I've got one picture. Our target group we thought about was young and trendy. So I took that part of the web page, and it says fashion watchers of Paris, France, and Italy have detected the following trends. This trend, I think it's not that meaningful for us, maybe, but it's about clothes and shoes. But the next aspect, also in contrast to last year, the feel of material is expected to be spongy.
Spongy.
What does spongy
spongy
say?
Spongy.
Like sponge.
Okay.
So rubber kind of.
Soft materials.
Yeah. But maybe that's definitely a good idea, because you drop your remote control very often on the ground, so it has to be flexible.
Yeah, it's something that it's standard, but I didn't knew what it means. So spongy means
it's like a sponge,
soft sponge.
So it's also a stress ball.
That's a good that's a good idea if it's like that like that.
Yeah,
good.
But yeah.
Is it a bit like the borders of the remote control? Or soft?
Yeah, I have some material information, but I'll give you it later.
Okay.
In my presentation.
Okay. What do I think? Because a fancy look is the most important thing of our remote control. I think about changeable fronts. Maybe a see-through one in a fruit front, because it's hot, and some basic color fronts. So we can make five different fronts to start with, or something. Maybe an extraordinary shape, like a spongy. Or just another shape than a normal remote control has. Just something rounds in it, or maybe not. I don't know. We have to discuss about that. Main point still is the technological innovative. Yeah, how do we do that? Maybe speech. We must have some kind of gadget.
Yeah, I'll get back on that.
So.
But it's very difficult to do it, because it's only 12.5 euros you have to spend.
That's the problem.
Also an email from the technology department.
Maybe watch first.
They have done
next
research about it, and even more possibilities now with speech. So they recommended using it.
Okay.
Let's
check what the
first watch Paul's presentation first. Then.
No, actually, we don't have an idea how much it's gonna cost. But maybe it's cheap and it's easy
that's
to implement.
Problem. They don't say how much it will cost. So, if we implement
it's mass production, so you can say
it would be better to implement LCD as well, since you have to configure speech.
But that's definitely more expensive than.
Yeah, that's something I don't know.
Yeah, but how we're gonna make many of those, so we can start a mass production, and then
but
the cost will still
LCD.
Will be
okay. Yeah.
Dented.
But a telephone also have an LCD, and
so
and that's about 200 euros. So
we have to decide on that.
Okay. That was this.
I got an email, and it says the chip can be simple, regular, or advanced, and they say a display requires an advanced chip, and this is more expensive than all the other chips. So it's the most expensive.
Require
It says in the email the display requires an advanced chip.
Okay, and speech recognition.
Yeah, probably too. I haven't got anything about speech recognition, but
I'll give
well
you my
that's the most expensive chip we need if we're doing
so
a display.
Well, we can I had to make a sort of a design, so I did some searching on the internet. I watched the old remote controls and new remote controls. I think we should, this is one of the modern remote controls of the moment. I think we should go more to the iPod and MP3 players.
Yeah, just mobile phones. Modern, but still modern basic.
Yes. You probably have to make it a bit bigger and a bit smaller, because on a remote control, you can see it here, you have to reach both sides. And here you just have one, a few buttons. So that's the main difference. But looks, I definitely think we should go like this. And then changeable fonts. So that's the most important part, I think. But and the home bases, something like that, something simple. Well, and then I just ordered the buttons a bit. Basic buttons, on, off, mute, and maybe two others, I don't know.
Yeah, text maybe buttons. The text.
Yeah, text button maybe there and there. Then the color buttons, if we want it on. I don't find it very usable, but
no, I don't.
I don't think it like fits it in the modern theme as well. So, and then where you saw the display in the iPod, you can put the basic buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, and above 10.
But that's on the display.
No, there's no display there, but it's on the place of the display. And I think we should light this up much more than that part. So yeah, the focus is on these two parts. Yeah. So you don't see all the buttons you else
but
need.
But this one is very difficult to use because the volume and channel is on the bottom of it, so you can't use your thumb for it.
This is how it is now. Here, well, it's volume.
I think it's on the bottom too.
But it's not the best.
Well, here you have also side scrolls. I don't know if you can use that.
Yeah, I've got something on
for
that.
For volume or channel.
For volume. Well, then scroll. We can even simplify it more by just putting the volume on the side and just channel buttons here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, or I think maybe the channel buttons are often used, and you can't use them now with your thumb because the thing is not easy to control.
Basically, as here.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should put that on top and
yeah, that's
buttons
better.
We don't top? Use on in
yeah,
the bottom.
Yeah, just the older buttons like text TV. Put that on the button.
Because you can't hold it. You can't hold
the
control and push the buttons.
Except from the on-off button.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But I think you'll use the switch channels buttons more often than the normal channel buttons, like 1, 2, 3. So maybe we can put that on the bottom.
Maybe, I don't know, but yeah, well.
Like zapping is just switching.
Yeah,
one
maybe
channel
it's not
time.
Easy if it's below. It's harder to zap. So I think it should be easy to hold in the. I think it's pretty standard, these row of buttons on the top.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
But if you don't light them up, they don't. You don't seem very good. I think it's modern to light this area up and to light this area up, so the focus gets on this part and not on there.
Yeah, okay.
But the position, of course, can be different. We have to look what's easy to use and how it's easier to use.
Yeah.
So we can switch these to. I don't know if it will look good if you put those on the bottom half.
No, I think the top buttons are okay.
Okay.
Those should be on top.
Yeah,
but
maybe
we can switch those to.
Those two, yeah. And yeah, you have to make sure it's easy to. Yes, it has to be big enough so you can hear it right.
Okay.
Well, that's my finding. So my personal opinion is that we should go more modern look MP3 player. And if you want to put in speak recognition or something, I don't think we should put it on top then. I think that if you're going to put in more technology, that you need to be able to switch it open.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you put in speech recognition, you need so many more buttons, which won't look good on the front side, I think.
Okay.
No.
So that's something we have to decide on.
Yeah, we have to keep it simple.
Yeah.
We have to decide this lecture or this
what we're gonna
50
do.
50 minutes, yeah, okay. How it's gonna look.
Okay, the component design. I looked at some similar devices and my own common knowledge. So, this was on the website. If you aim at a young public, you should use materials that are soft with primary colors like green, blue, red. So, flashy kind of colors. Shapes should be curved. So round shapes, nothing square-like.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, well, the iPod is trendy, and yeah. It is, well, curved
square.
Yeah, but it has round corners, I think.
Okay, so.
So we shouldn't have two square corners.
Yeah,
and
okay,
that
not
kind of
the
things.
Old
yeah.
Box look.
And sports and gaming divine style characteristics. I don't know exactly what that means, but it should be, well, yeah, popular kind of.
Mm. Yeah, we have to put our Real Reaction logo as well on the.
Okay.
On the remote control. Yeah, so the colors also. So we have made make it in black, yellow.
Yeah.
Black yellow control.
Maybe the sides
yeah,
yellow and the top.
Not
black.
That weird, because we definitely want to make it kind of flashy. To attract a young public.
Yeah, but I don't think the colors black and yellow go well together. But
no,
maybe
okay.
Maybe
that's
you can put
that's
yellow on the side and black on the front.
That's just a matter of taste, but
yeah, okay.
We have to use kind of flashy colors.
But can't
think.
We use different fronts, with all with the logo on it?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Like fronts in red and yellow
yes.
And blue and
yeah.
So still transparent.
Okay.
Yeah, but with all with logo on it.
Okay.
Well, this is a remote control, a very old one. Then the components, the case. It's just here's black, but
yeah,
we're making
it. Maybe we have to make it from soft material. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
How?
Maybe. But anyways, it should be transparent. We decided that. Huh?
Well, one of the options. You can, just like a mobile phone, you can make
okay.
Different fronts on it, so you can just replace them, I think.
Yeah, we could
that
do
was
that.
The idea, or just release
just
one.
Give five with them, just in a box. Five
yeah,
different.
Or just
yeah, but you
sell
could
different ones.
You could make them like blue and transparent, so you
yeah.
Can still
yeah.
Cool. Look
yeah.
Through it. The buttons. Normal rubber, I think, like normal ordinary buttons.
No,
soft.
I don't
yeah.
Know. A more.
It could be like a Nokia, like from
yeah,
the
just
plastic.
With
the
hard buttons.
I think
yeah.
Rubber really has an odd look.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new modern remote controls, the buttons are part of the style. I think it's part of the remote control itself.
Yeah.
It's one out of one shape. It doesn't is a button. How do you say it?
Yeah, it's
they
all
don't
on
it
one
it
level.
They don't come out of the
yeah, on one
background.
Level.
It is in the remote yeah. Control.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we have to keep it on one level, like
yeah, like mobile
the
phones.
Top is
like
yeah.
The iPod. Just
yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah,
so
cool.
That should be hard plastic than the buttons. Think or
I
maybe
don't know what kind of material it is, but,
yeah.
But maybe you can make it round, fluff on soft material, just only the basic remote control from normal plastic and
yeah.
The rounds of it from softer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the LED, the normal infrared LED, I think it's sufficient. And backlight LEDs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
But I think we have to make the case transparent, otherwise the backlight won't work. So if you
put the numbers around the buttons. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Or around the whole.
Yeah, but we can still make it transparent. So
you can half transparent or just that it comes out a bit.
Okay. Good. And in green color, the backlight or
difference, I think also.
Yeah?
Blue.
Blue or red, yeah. Whatever you want, I think depends on the color.
Yeah, but you can't choose it when you buy it.
That's true.
No, I think there are multiple color LEDs. So
is it
okay. Yeah, but can you change if you already bought the remote control?
Maybe it's more expensive.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's
I have a blinking light on my phone, and I can change the color of it.
Okay, cool. Just make it some different colors: blue, red, and green, or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's too expensive, but
I don't think so. Put in any fancy technology yet.
Then some more technical things. I don't know what it is, but it should be there, I think. This is a normal circuit board, like a chip board in a lot of things.
Yeah, we have to hurry up a bit.
So we just need this and this transistors and resonators. This is all these kind of things. They basically said that that's almost the same on any remote control. So I guess we just need that. Yeah. I don't know what they do or.
Okay, you can change.
No, but they just said we need it. Okay. The battery contacts, like normal batteries, you can put.
Yeah, recharge it maybe.
We still want to have a recharge, don't we?
Yes, but we don't want to have an, how do you call it? Accu?
Rechargeable batteries.
Not a separate.
No, just rechargeable batteries.
And a chip, that's this one. Then I received some possibilities. For the energy source, we can use batteries or a kinetic, like with the pulse watch. So it operates on your wrist, kind of.
Normally you put a remote control on the table.
Yeah, I don't think it will work. And we can also use solar cells, but you mostly use it indoors.
Just
so
batteries, that's cheaper. That's
and we can use the home station kind of thing. Yeah. Cases, flat, so uncurved. 2D curved is like front to the back. And 3D curved is also in depth.
Okay.
So that's possible. But with 3D curved remote controls, we must use rubber buttons. So we can't use the flat buttons.
So we need 2D.
Yeah, I think.
Definitely.
These kind of materials can be used.
But it doesn't really matter, we just make it plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Scroll wheels, that's cool, that's for the volume.
Yeah, scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. We can use multiple scroll wheels too if we want to, but I think just the volume is enough.
I think for channels it's not handy because you scroll too fast.
And the LCD, so we need the most expensive chip if we use an LCD.
I don't think that's an opportunity. Just skip it because we don't have time for that too.
Okay, then we must use the second most expensive chip, so the regular chip, because we use scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was it. Okay. Yes. Are we using a rubber case or?
We haven't decided yet. Maybe we have to skip that one as well. It's
I don't think.
It should be soft.
Something about the trend. The trend is spongy and fruit or fresh.
Yeah, okay.
Now we have nothing about those two.
Yeah, fruit and fresh can be just the covers.
Yeah, just on front.
And the spongy, I don't know. I can't imagine.
No.
I don't like it neither.
No,
I just can't imagine it.
So just hard plastic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think. Titanium, it's mentioned there. Yeah.
Titanium, I think it's too expensive.
Maybe the form has to be a bit different. Not the square form, just a bit.
Yeah, you can make it curved or round, but Just in 2D, not in depth.
Yeah, that's right. So if we have to decide which one you're going to choose from these. What exactly? Because we have to know that. So the energy is the recharger. We already know that.
Yeah, just with a normal battery.
Okay. The chip on print is a normal one.
Yeah.
Regular.
Okay. The case is just a plastic.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. The chip is the regular one. Yeah, you have the simple regular one, regular and advanced. So it should be regular in the second.
Okay.
I think I'll just
and
check
we
it.
Need a plastic case with a scroll wheel on it at least.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And
the first concept.
Flashy light. So I'm not sure, but I don't know if we're expected to draw on this one at this moment, but
I don't know either.
Mm. Or should we do it in the next meeting?
ID and you ID work together on prototype drawing on smart board.
Yeah.
So we should do that here.
So we're staying here.
Or should we do it in the next meeting?
I think that's the next meeting.
Okay.
But you definitely get a specific instruction.
Okay, so now work 30 minutes alone again.
But think about something that's more rounded, just and more.
Yeah, I don't know, but the iPod and etc. MPD player is mobile phones.
Well, I bet just on the top
just
or on the bottom.
Yes, the bits. Okay, I'll see if I can see any difference.
Maybe the wheel can be like this. If you draw it like this, get a. What the fuck is it? Okay. Mm. Doesn't work. You see what I mean? If I draw here.
What?
It draws about 4 centimeters lower than.
Okay.
Just a blank. Maybe you can make it like this. And this is all the wheel for a volume, so that you just it's all rounded, so you can do
like a very big scroll wheel.
Yeah, but just not on the top, but on the side of it.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay, so we have this at the moment.
I think you'll get a lot of volume changing when it's not wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this. Is that okay?
Yeah. I think it's probably better.
Well.
Yeah, but maybe we can make a plastic so that you, if you like drop it, it won't change the volume.
Yeah,
only
maybe
if you,
you
use your finger.
Make it that's not scrollable too easy.
Like this, and what's the channel choose? Where do we put that?
I think in
still
middle.
On the bottom or?
Yeah. What is the middle part?
That's the numbers.
I think the number should be in the bottom and the switch channel in the middle.
Yeah, I agree as well. Use
it doesn't make a difference if you put this, the switch channels on side of each other or on top of each other because you already have the volume here. So you can also put it here, one butt and the other one there next to each other.
Yeah, that's
back
right.
And forth. So you can also put it all on the top and this you keep this empty because you have to hold it as well.
Or you could do the switch channel up button above the numbers and switch channel down button
that's
below.
That's not the we want to zap very quick, so.
Yeah, yeah. I think zapping is the highest priority, and then you use those.
Is this an opportunity, or you don't want?
Yeah,
to
of course.
But I think we should put them on top of each other. So.
Why?
Because then it's easy to know if I push the.
But still the next. It's still the next one.
Yeah, but the top button is. It's like you switch channel up and down button is.
Yeah, but
if you put
from
them
left to right, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a big difference.
I think it's.
But I think left to right is more often associated with volume, and top down is more with channel changing.
That's not
but it's
in most remote controls.
Remote controls. Yeah,
so if we use that, they will probably have a long learning time.
I don't know. You already have the volume on the side, so you can't make it. You can't make a mistake. So it's
I think it's so simple.
Know.
You just
okay.
So, but that's for you. This
yeah. Okay. I'll take a look at.
Okay. So, What else do we have to discuss about? I don't know.
think we need to work 30 minutes again.
Yeah, we have to care that it looks really new, because we still hold on to the ordinary square remote control. Because what I see, the only difference in fact is that we use a scroll wheel on the outside.
And the LED.
It should be round in shape.
The current
so
controllers are all black and plastic. You have to look at that image of the iPod.
Yes.
More that kind of style.
And but you
not the old gray black.
Some kind of bling bling.
Well, you can put a very. If we do it like that, we have below every a lot of room to put a nice logo.
Yeah, the logo which has to be on there. Yeah, that's right.
And how many fronts do we put on the market then? Five or something?
Yeah,
or more?
Five.
Or is different? A custom? Maybe you can buy separate ones.
And by the product you buy, you get one, and or basic, or you can choose one if you buy the project.
No,
that's your
that
choice,
be
I think.
So you can put the bottom of the remote control in the recharger. Is that a good opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can put it like
top
it
down.
Okay.
Hmm? Yeah. You let it slide in the docking station.
Do we have to design that as well?
Yeah.
The docking
sure
station.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Yeah, we can.
But yeah, that can be very simple. At least
it could be.
Yeah,
just
a recharger.
Just a square, just
yeah,
a packet.
Yeah, around something. Yeah, we had one example.
But do we have to make contacts on the remote control and the recharger as well?
Yeah, but that's a round one. Maybe we can choose then.
Here you see one. It's very round.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I think that can be all kind of shapes.
But maybe you can just round up the corners a bit.
Of the remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah. So you don't want this like the iPod and Philips, but
no
more rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will just look like more like this one, since this is also rounded.
No, just the corners.
Right here.
Okay. Those are all already a bit cornered.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can do all kinds of as long as it is in 2D, we can use all kind of round shapes.
Yeah, okay, but then
not
we
in
have
depth
to think of something totally new.
Yeah, but yeah, if we want to make it kind of yeah new.
I had a lot of pictures of old ones, and all curves have already been done.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. What do I do wrong? Just more like this and not the square.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but we could do a lot more curving. Like we do it.
Yeah, I know we can do a lot more, but.
Yeah.
Like in this kind of shape, or.
It's very annoying. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's handy.
Yeah. I think it will only look more like the old remote controls.
This?
Yeah.
The old ones looked like just a square.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay, but I had a lot of pictures. Oh, I can show you here what the old ones look like. Curves.
Yeah.
Even more there as well.
Yeah, okay.
This wasn't a very small one.
Yeah.
If you go very simple.
So we have to make a decision what kind of form it's going to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think my opinion, if we just take the iPod and the same look, so light or just whatever color, but the same light colors. Mm-hmm. And just with together with the backlights, will look very new. No rubber buttons or something. Just together with the backlights, you will get a totally new look, more like the MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you have the scroll button inside.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
but why do you have to round it on the bottom then? Skip that one as well.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a trend if we want to make it. But yeah, I'm not a trend watcher. You are. So.
The trend is.
Rubber spongy.
Spongy and fruity, but yeah.
Well, SpongeBob.
Spongy.
It's not a lot of trends I found.
Okay, so we have still 1 minute left. So I think it's okay if you just keep it a bit square.
Mm. Okay. I don't know something about ergonomic kind of fits in hand
but
stuff.
I think it's still for older people. You still have older people. It's only annoying if it's like that, formed like that, like. Whatever.
There is
but we're aiming at the young.
There's
topic.
Just one overall important aspect is that we must make it fancy and it looks original. And I hope we can make it look not like the iPod itself. It must have a very
different idea. But if you look at the way remote controls are now.
Yeah, they're all.
And
the
if
same.
You
but
make it look like the iPod.
It is already fancy because of the lights on the bottom.
Yeah,
of it. That's
okay, so
fancy.
That's already a very big
maybe
change.
Maybe make the right, what's it called? The scroll wheel, make it in yellow or something. Just like the colors of real reaction.
Yeah, we could do that.
Could.
Yeah, but if you change the front, the scroll wheel will still be yellow.
No, I think.
That's right.
I think the scroll wheel won't be very big. Since if you put it somewhere, the chances that it will scroll are too big. Yeah. So it will just be a small scroll wheel, so it won't stick out much.
Yeah, maybe the ones you are going to draw there, maybe you have to ask to to her if it has if it can work better than this, because it doesn't work properly.
No,
maybe you have to ask
well
her.
Maybe you can just open images there and I'll paint in paint.
Okay.
I'll
yeah,
do a better job.
If you set the pen, he will draw here. Doesn't work.
Okay, so just finish it. So we make it a bit like that one, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I agree more.
Okay,
like
only
iPod
the color and the flashy light.
Yes.
And just skip the vocal or was it the speech recognition.
Yeah, do we skip that? Yeah, I think.
Or keep that? It's okay. But you definitely need a.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And we have to build in a microphone and.
Well, that's very easy. We already have the beeping of the.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I didn't receive any information on speech recognition. So.
That's hard.
The information about
so
that.
But the main points I just said. We have to be original in technological innovative. Because.
So just put a speech recognition in it as well, okay?
So we clap it open then?
Yeah.
So we can put all the.
Function of that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And we need a advanced chip then.
Yeah, we
but
probably
it doesn't say
do.
Anything
yeah.
about it, does it?
No.
Well, yeah.
But we don't have any information about the cost.
No.
We started with information about
I
the cost.
Yeah,
I
have some information about the cost, but just about the chip.
And how much is the chip? The
I don't know how much, but.
Yeah, our division has developed a new speech recognition feature, the integrated programmable sample sensor sample speaker unit. This is a very small electronic unit, will give a standard answer after it recognizes a question.
And how does it work? Is it
doesn't say, you say record, followed by your question sample, and after a few seconds, the answer is sample. So it works like a good morning remote control, and then the remote control says good morning.
But does that say anything?
No.
You have to just talk.
Does it say, something
okay,
back?
Okay, we have to stop
it's
it now.
No, yeah, well, that's integrated in the chip, so if you use speech recognition.
Okay, that's
a separate chip.
I don't know, but if you use speech recognition, that will be in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, no. We just decide not to put it in because it's too difficult.
I don't know.
it would be a good feature.
Yeah. Okay, we just put it in because it's a good feature.
No worries about cost, etc. And okay, there's a chip in it.
We have to stop it now.
Okay.
Fine. ¿30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Ciao.
Hello?
Ja.
Dan kun je samen met de nieuwe interface designer, of de industrial designer, kun jij in de vergaderzaal samenwerken.
Oh, oké.
En ik heb even die pen en smartboard gekalibreerd. Dus nou, als het goed is,
doet hij
het
weer goed.
Dus die kun je ook gebruiken.
Oké, ja.
Hi.
Als je vragenlijst klaar is,
ja?
Kan je in de vergaderzaal samenwerken met onze interface designer.
Okay.
En ik heb de pen van het bord even gekalibreerd, dus als het goed is moet hij wel.
Oké, goed. Ja.
Ik zie ook dat jouw scherm.
Ja, hij is een beetje raar.
Zet het eventjes voor je goed. Dat is een beetje vervelend zo. Hè? Even kijken of we het goed kunnen doen.
Ja, bedankt.
Als je vragen maakt, dan blijft het klaar.
Oké. Nou, ik pak het zo wel. Ik ben zo klaar.
Hoi. Ja, lekker. Koffie. Met een beetje suiker. Ja, dankjewel. Dit ding werkt voor geen meter. Ik ga maar weer gewoon met alweer uitschrijven. Die pen is, vind ik niet zo'n succes. Kom met je hele